This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, we got government data showing record numbers of people resigning their jobs going into the holidays. 4.5 million people in November. Some are attracted to better jobs. Some need time off for the long pandemic slog. Others need to leave to care for children given the daycare crisis and not knowing if kids will be home or not because of COVID. And company managers are trying to keep the employees they already have. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
When I got in touch with Mark McGuire, the managing partner of McGuire's restaurant in North Dallas, he was trying to figure out if his restaurant was going to open that day. Three of his servers had tested positive for COVID and couldn't come in.
It's the most desperate situation that I can ever recall being in, and I bet it's some pretty desperate ones.
He says even before the Omicron variant, his restaurant was short-staffed and he was hiring for basically all positions. Part of the problem is that he's competing with not only other restaurants for workers, but other industries. He says just before Thanksgiving, one of the cooks that he had hired a few weeks before resigned with a day's notice.
Came in on a Thursday and said, tomorrow's my last day. I'm taking a seasonal job hanging Christmas lights. It's going to pay me about three times the hourly rate that you guys are paying.
He says he actually had to rehire somebody that he had fired for cause because he was out of options.
We got two choices. We can call him back in or we can close. That's it.
McGuire says he's doing whatever he can to keep people from quitting.
We do, you know, pizza parties. We try to, you know, make it a little bit more comfortable coming into work. We've given raises, you know, I don't know, my kitchen staff has gotten raises probably four times in the last, you know, 12 to 14 months.
And he says he knows his employees are still shopping around. Alex Colvin at Cornell says that's because right now they can.
As low-wage workers become more aware of other opportunities, they seem to be more likely to move to try and better their situation. People are jumping ship and looking for those better opportunities.
But it's not just restaurants and other low-skill employers struggling to keep staff. Carl Van Horn at Rutgers has been studying the labor market for 40 years and says he's never seen anything like this.
People have gotten accustomed to working from home, or working wherever they want to work, whenever they want to work. If you're at that end where you have flexibility of an employer, you're going to have to let workers do what they want to do if you want to retain them or attract them to your company.
More firms are even outsourcing recruiting to companies that do that exclusively. And Amy Bernard Vaughn, a hiring coach and consultant, says those companies have to broaden their search for potential hires.
Recruiters are finding that they need to get 5 to 10 times the pool of candidates for one job because of the turnover, the churn.
One way they're doing that? Technology. Bernard Bond says more recruiters are using artificial intelligence and chatbots to make the candidate filtering process more efficient in the hopes of more quickly getting to top candidates. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.